Doctors and medical scientists have long believed that our nervous system and brain were completely separate from our immune system. But Dr. Jonathan Kipnis, chairman of the Department of Neuroscience at UVA, is compiling evidence to the contrary. He's shown, for example, that mice don't learn well without a healthy immune system.
If we remove particular types of immune cells, mice cannot learn a maze task.
Mice also show signs of stress when exposed to the smell of cat urine.
And then if you test them after about a week, roughly 10 to 15% of mice will still show these long-term stress responses, which actually was developed as a model for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And what we notice, if we take mice without normally functional immune system, instead of 10-15%, you will have 70-80% of mice will develop PTSD.
Kipnis says immune cells flood the brain and spinal cord in the event of injury, and while they can't prevent damage, they do promote healing. All of this begs the question, how is the brain connected to the immune system? Back in the 17th century, a doctor in Austria created a wax model showing vessels running through the outer layer of the brain. He thought they were not blood, but lymph vessels carrying waste. But no one believed him. More than 200 years later, the team led by Kipnis rediscovered what is, in fact, part of the lymphatic system.
It takes all the garbage that the tissue produces and takes it through the lymph nodes. And the lymph nodes are, if you wish, the command centers of the immune system. Two different subtypes of the flu strain, and your immune system will know exactly which one is which. The precision is absolutely exceptional. And so what I suggested is, could it be that the immune system is there to sense the microorganisms and then inform the brain about them?
Like other biological functions, the lymphatic system can begin breaking down as we age. But in mice, Kipnis and his team were able to improve function using a specific growth factor.
Actually, we're shaving the skull and we're putting it in this kind of sort of a gel, if you wish. Maybe in the future, we were joking, maybe it will be a shampoo. So we're applying this gel with this growth factor and for about a month, interacts with lymphatic endothelial cells and makes them grow, so the vessel becomes kind of rejuvenated, it becomes wider, and it drains the fluid better.
And that, he adds, translated into a better ability to learn and remember.
When we tested those aged mice, which usually perform very, very poorly on cognitive tasks, after treatment with this growth factor, they actually were much, much better than their controls.
Because the immune system monitors our environment and, like the eyes, ears, or nose, helps the brain to send the right reaction signals, Kipnis argues it could be our seventh sense. This science is relatively young, a long way from having practical implications for humans. But Kipnis is excited. It isn't easy to get certain medications into the brain because of something called the blood-brain barrier. But we are able to bolster the immune system and to stimulate lymphatic function. And by doing so, we might find new ways to approach Alzheimer's and other destructive neurological disease. I'm Sandy Houseman.